According to the State Department of Health Services, 6 people have died from the flu since September 1st. 38 others have been hospitalized. Our guest says we normally don't see those kind of numbers until later in the season. So if you haven't been vaccinated, health experts recommend you take care of it sooner than later. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports sporadic activity for most of the country. Illinois is said to be experiencing local activity. Only Louisiana, last we looked, was seeing widespread cases of influenza. So what kind of season might we be in for? Tom Haupt is the Influenza Surveillance Coordinator at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be back on your show, Rob.
Well, these numbers, 6 deaths, sadly, 38 hospitalizations, where does that stack up against a typical, I'll put that in quotes, flu season?
Well, it appears to be an earlier year for influenza activity. We have not seen 6 deaths at this time of year since we've been really monitoring deaths, and that's been for the last 10 to 15 years. We have reported, unfortunately, of another 3 or 4 hospitalizations today, so we're well over 40, and it's increasing. We're not at our epidemic stage yet, but at this particular point, we are seeing higher activity than what we normally would see. Is that going to be indicative of a rough season? We have to wait to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll dig into that in just a bit. I always want to talk about this when we talk about the flu, talk about what the flu is. A lot of people think flu and they think stomach flu, and correct me if I'm wrong, stomach flu is not influenza.
Stomach flu is not influenza. Influenza is a respiratory virus. The disease comes on very abruptly, high fever, sore throat, cough, fatigue that can last for weeks. Whereas your stomach flu, again, it's gastrointestinal with the diarrheal illnesses. Different virus. It's usually caused by a norovirus, which is also predominant right around the same time as influenza. So there is some, people do get a little bit mixed up on that. But respiratory is influenza.
Let's talk about vaccines. What are we seeing with vaccine rates in Wisconsin so far this season?
We're up to 24% at this particular point, and we're seeing an increase of about 4% over the last 2 or 3 weeks, which is good. People tend to get vaccinated in mid to late October, so we expect those numbers to go up. We're hoping for a record year, Rob. Last year, we did have a record year, 40% of all of the people in Wisconsin, which doesn't sound like much. I think we can do a lot better, but that is our record, and we really want to get much better compliance with vaccinations, especially with the high-risk groups.
Talk about the vaccine game, how they try to craft a vaccine based on the strains of flu that are out there in the world.
That's right. I mean, it's a best guess at times of what they predict might be happening over the coming year. In February and early March, actually in February, they started making the vaccine for this coming year. They didn't finalize their decision until March because the influenza AH3 virus, which is by far the most predominant and the most severe, was changing last year. So they really had almost a 30-day delay in getting that decision made, which caused a little bit of a delay in getting the vaccine out. But it is there and it's available. But again, it's anybody's best guess.
How, and I know it's probably early in the season to know this, but how good a match is this year's vaccine for the flu strains that we're seeing so far?
We're very optimistic that it's going to be a much better match and much better efficacy than last year. If you recall last year, we had 2 seasons. We had the H1 year, which was pretty mild, and some states actually thought that they had peaked by the end of the year, first part of the year. And all of a sudden, the second strain came about, which did not match very well, and our vaccine efficacy rates fell dramatically. So those two we have made some changes in those vaccines. We're very optimistic that it's going to be a better year as far as efficacy, strongly encouraging people to consider the influenza vaccine, especially with the holidays coming about.
Now, I know most people are able to get the flu vaccine. There are categories I know of people who should not. Who is that small group that should steer clear of the vaccine?
It would be people who have actual allergies to things, perhaps like latex, especially if they get the multi-dose vial. If they've had a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome, it may not be the wise thing to do. They have been a little more lenient with people who are allergies. Mm-hmm. And so what they would prefer those people to do is get their vaccine in the clinic, and then they watch them very closely. So there's just a small group that really should not be getting it at this particular point. They've made a lot of adjustments to make it as safe as possibly can, and we have not had serious vaccine adverse effects in past since I've been doing this, and that's been the past 25 years.
And then the case is always that for those few people who can't get the vaccine, vaccine, other people getting the vaccine can help the disease spreading to them, right?
That's absolutely right. The purpose of the vaccine is to protect yourself, but also to protect those people around you, especially those high-risk groups that do not get the full protection, which would be the older population, the very young population. Pregnant women is also very important. You have to help protect them because they do not get the protection from the vaccine that a normal, healthy adult would as well. So you're doing it for yourself and you do it for your people around you.
We're talking about this year's flu season. Some high numbers, higher than usual numbers already in Wisconsin. Talking about the strains of the flu and the vaccines out there. Tom Haupt is with us, influenza surveillance coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. A lot of people kind of ask themselves questions, I think, around vaccine season. One question might be, oh, well, if we've already got the flu, it's too late for me to get the vaccine.
Well, actually, it's not impossible to get as many as three different types of influenza. Right now, there's two predominant strains that are circulating, the influenza AH3 and a very early influenza B virus is starting to come up as well. So if you feel you've had it before, you still can get the vaccine. You'd want to avoid getting those other particular strains, which could be even more serious.
And then something I've wondered myself is, if I get it too early, is it still going to work come, say, March?
Yes, and that's something that's been a little bit controversial over the years. We always have said in the past to get it as soon as it becomes available because we are concerned with, like this year, having a very early start. But we have had cases where influenza has gone into March and even April, and there is a little bit of waning. So again, it's kind of a guess game on this, but we encourage people to get it as soon as they possibly can. Again, considering that it may definitely be an influenza, early influenza season.
Now, you mentioned 40%, I think it was, last year getting vaccines, and that's a record high.
That's a record high.
It's kind of a low high.
It's a low, yes.
What, as somebody who's promoting getting the flu vaccine, what kind of obstacles do you see out there that's keeping those numbers from, you know, crossing the 50% mark?
Well, we get a lot of pushback from people who say we just never get sick. We want herd immunity, and a vaccine is going to be a problem with that, and that's not the case. You want the vaccine to help build your immunity towards these things. They have to realize that many times, they're just being very lucky that they do not get the influenza. I do know several people at work who got very sick last year who've never been vaccinated, who are vaccinated this year, and I want to thank them personally for doing that. I told them I would do it on the radio. So, and definitely, it's after being down for 5 days and having fatigue for weeks, they learned that the vaccine is something that can protect them, can help them out.
Wait, they work with the guy who tracks the flu in Wisconsin and they didn't get the vaccine?
That's correct.
They're at ground zero there.
That's exactly right. I mean, I pushed a few buttons and just kind of, I don't want to say I put them on a guilt trip, but I really wanted to make sure that they were aware of what was going on. And the fact that this year, again, with the early deaths that we've had, I think it really has made people a little bit more aware. And we're very optimistic that we can break that 40%. I'd love to get to 50% or more. I mean, the ultimate goal is 70%, but I think that's down the line.
How about accessibility? If people want flu shots, is it easy everywhere in the state to get them and afford them?
At this particular point, yes. Your insurance should cover it. Your clinics have it. Many health departments will have their mass clinics with influenza vaccine. Many of the pharmacies get it. I got it at the pharmacy this year for the first time ever. It was just rather than making an appointment, it worked out a little bit better for me. But the vaccine availability is, there's no problems. There's no shortages. There's no delays. It should be there for you, and it's as one of my former colleagues used to say, there's a needle with your name on it. So,
as we said, high early numbers when it comes to the flu in Wisconsin, that doesn't necessarily mean it'll be a bad season. What are the next things you start to watch for to figure out how bad influenza is going to be this time around?
What I definitely started to look for is increase in hospitalizations, too. As I said, we've had over 40 so far, but as we get into our acceleration stage, as we call it, we can average anywhere from 400 to 500 a week. That's one of the key indicators. Plus, outpatient influenza-like illness is another one of our high indicators that we look at. Percentages that go up constantly, as much as 1% a week. Well, you know at that point that it's probably within about 4 or 5 weeks of peak. So we have, it's not a scientific model, but it's through experience, we have a pretty good idea when we're going to see peak activity once we see that increase.
Well, now the eternal question this time of year is cold or flu? How do we know, and how do we know if we should seek medical attention if we think it's a bad flu?
Well, if you continue to feel bad and you have underlying illnesses, I would strongly suggest that you see your doctor, because you can be put on antivirals, which will shorten the duration of flu, and it will also make the flu symptoms milder. Sniffles will happen. We all know that. It happens all the time. But certainly those people are at high risk. And again, I'm talking about older people, younger people, pregnant people, people with medical conditions. If they start getting a fever, running a fever for several days, they really need to see a doctor. And one other thing that really is important, if you start feeling better and then all of a sudden 2 days later you get sick again, that's usually indicative of a secondary bacterial infection, which could be very serious, the pneumonias.
In our last minute or so, vaccinated or not, are there good hygiene tips to not catch and or spread influenza?
Absolutely. We want people to practice good cough etiquette, coughing into their sleeve, sneezing into Kleenexes, throw them away, wash your hands either with the gel or hot soapy water. You really want to practice as good a hygiene as possible. Coughs will last, but you still need to cover them. It's just a respectful thing to do for those people who are around you.
And that gel, alcohol, not the antibacterial stuff, because the flu is not a bacteria, right?
Right. It's not the antibacterial. It's the gel. It's the alcohol, ethyl alcohol gel that you need to use on that. And it's very effective against the flu virus.
Well, thanks a lot for taking a break from surveilling the flu to come up and share this with us, Tom. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to be on and helping us spread our message to your listeners.
That's Tom Haupt, Influenza Surveillance Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. We talked to him about the start of this year's influenza season. The agency says six people have already died all over the age of 65 since September 1st from the flu. Already, it was 38 hospitalized. Now we're up over 40 now as of today. The flu season typically runs from the end of October up through early April. You can let us know if you're running flu shot clinics in your part of the state. Love to hear about it. Email, let us know what the turnout has been. Email ideas@wpr.org.